This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. immigration authorities say an 8-year-old boy from Guatemala died in government custody early Tuesday. This marks the second death of an immigrant child in detention this month. AP correspondent Chad Lee Adler reports.
A Guatemalan official says he was told by the father of an 8-year-old boy who died in U.S. custody that the two had been traveling from their home in the Central American country to Tennessee, adding that his son had been in, quote, perfect health. U.S. Customs and Border Protection say the boy died shortly after midnight on Christmas. That's after he was taken to a hospital in New Mexico, where he was diagnosed with a cold and a fever. He was released Monday afternoon after being held 90 minutes for observation. The agency said the 8-year-old was taken back to the hospital Monday night with nausea and vomiting and died there just hours later. A 7-year-old Guatemalan girl died earlier this month after being apprehended by border agents. I'm Shelley Adler.
A prominent Chinese human rights lawyer was set to go on trial Wednesday on charges of subverting state power. Wang Kongsheng was among the hundreds of human rights activists and lawyers swept up in a massive government crackdown on dissent that began on July 9th of 2015 that has been dubbed the 709 crackdown. Wang is noted for defending members of the Falun Gong spiritual movement, which is banned by the ruling communist government. Dozens of police officers were deployed outside the courthouse in a northern city where Wang's hearing is taking place. At least 3 people were killed, 12 others wounded on Tuesday by a car bomb in the northern Iraqi city of Tal Afar, a former Islamic State stronghold. Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack. Tal Afar is about 50 miles west of Mosul and came under the militants' control when Islamic State overran swaths of Iraq's north in 2014. This is VOA News. The partial shutdown of the U.S. government hasn't moved any closer to a resolution, with President Trump asserting on Tuesday that the shutdown will continue until his demand for funds to construct a U.S.-Mexico border wall are met. More from AP's Sagar Magani.
Even as he looked to spread cheer via video conference to U.S. troops around the world,
on behalf of the country, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
The president went back to the border wall while telling troops the nation's doing well.
We have a little bit of a shutdown because we believe in walls and we believe in borders and we believe in barriers.
And later told reporters in the Oval Office,
I can't tell you when the government's going to be open.
Adding he's open to meeting again with top Democrats and hopes they can make some progress in getting what he argues is money for the only thing that will stop drugs and human trafficking at the border. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Indonesian rescuers Tuesday used drones and sniffer dogs to search for survivors along the devastated west coast of Java, hit by a tsunami that killed at least 429 people. Laura Engelfontaine is a spokesperson with the International Foundation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Society. She says everything possible is being done to help those in need.
The Red Cross has provided water trucks, ambulances, and medical crews to transport injured people to hospitals. They've also put together a team of orthopedic specialist doctors and 5 mobile medical teams because there's a lot of injured. They're seeing a lot of broken bones and severely injured survivors.
At least 154 people are still missing. More than 1,400 people were injured. Thousands of residents had to move to higher ground with a high tide warning extended into Wednesday. An American Nissan executive, Greg Kelly, has been released on bail in Japan. AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
Greg Kelly has been released from detention after being granted bail over the alleged underreporting of the pay of his boss, Carlos Ghosn. Kelly was freed on $635,000 bail after being detained for more than a month. Kelly and Ghosn were arrested November 19th and charged with underreporting Ghosn's pay by $44 million from 2011 to 2015. Ghosn will be detained at least until January 1st, since he also faces breach of trust allegations. I'm Mike Hempen.
Japan is withdrawing from the International Whaling Commission and will resume commercial whaling next year. A government spokesman said Wednesday in a move expected to spark international criticism. Tokyo has repeatedly threatened to pull out of the body and has been regularly criticized for catching hundreds of whales a year for scientific research, despite being a signatory to a moratorium on hunting the animals. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.